This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get your finger out of your eye and let's get at it here. I'm psychic. I got it all straightened out. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do you know what you have in common with the rest of the human race? Have you ever thought about how much you have in common rather than all of the things that we think about make us different? What do we have in common? Think about the blood in your veins.
Oxygen.
You were breathing oxygen, correct. We're all together in the universe on this planet. We aren't somewhere else. So it's time we started appreciating things. I think there was an appreciation for a while, but then that was before people realized how expansive. Maybe how big. People think this planet is big. Wow, it's a long trip. No, it's not. It really isn't. It's a short trip. No matter where you go, it's a short trip. It may seem like a long trip, but it really isn't. So appreciate the fact that we are all here together. I hope you do. And think maybe for just a few minutes a day, what can you do to help other people that are here that may not be as fortunate as you are? I kind of try to do that I don't know if I do it every day, but I think about it. Here's a story about help. A young boy, 11 years old, used his birthday money to start a food bank. And he runs the bank himself from his garden. Isaac Winfield fills bags of groceries, which have been donated, and then he hands them out to the needy around his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
This started a couple of years ago, and apparently he's grown so much, Jay, that Isaac's family bought another shed to store lots more donated items. Wow, this is very good. Isaac's
Isn't that awesome?
Food Bank Facebook page. You got lots of friends there. And well-wishers are donating to these banks. They started during the pandemic, it looks like. This youngster would take food into school, which was given to people in need. And his proud mother, Claire, said that he'd moved to a special school, which didn't have a program. But so he got kind of depressed that he wasn't being able to help the way that he had before. She referred to him as a resilient little lad. And apparently he said, okay, we'll give the food away at the house instead of bringing it to school. So there you go. This is really something. This comes from the parents. You know, you're going to be
good parenting because we lead by example.
Yep, exactly. And doing these sorts of things and showing that you can help people. People are in need. Not everybody has it as good as you do. So help. We're all here. This is the reason I tell the story is because we're really, my philosophy of life is that we are all here to help. Help people, help circumstances. That if you're not fortunate enough, or maybe you are fortunate enough to not have to need help, but others are, then help them as you can, when you can, where you can.
Exactly. And help doesn't always have to come in the form of an actual item or a monetary gift or anything. It can be as simple as just kindness, letting somebody talk for a little bit and just listen, let people
Hear.
Know that they matter. Yes.
Yeah. I think that there are, that's the thing. That people, I learned this early on in my first serious relationship, which was my marriage. My first and only marriage. It wasn't that I didn't grow up around any kind of atmosphere where the husband was listening to the wife or vice versa. It just was, okay, this is the way it is, and bing, bang, boom. So I didn't hear what my wife was saying, and she didn't really expect me to do. This is what she said to me. I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to listen to me. Just hear me out. And how many men, even today, go through that. The wives or the relationship, girlfriends or whomever, I don't know that you need to do anything except listen. Because men are always trying to fix things, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Fix it.
Oh, I have said that, those exact words to my husband before. Like, I don't need you to fix this problem. I just need you to shut your mouth and open your ear.
How is he at that? Yes, right. And how is he at that?
Well, practice makes perfect.
Uh-huh. There you go. Okay. Boston University researchers claim to have developed, oh, yes, this is great, a new COVID strain. Why are they developing? Why are they looking? Huh?
Have they not learned? Oh, I felt very upset when I read this news because I'm just coming off of being so incredibly ill from COVID. But why is this necessary? They put a spike protein from the Omicron variant along with the original variant that was produced in Wuhan, and it's basically found that it's an 80% kill rate in the mice that they've infected this with.
Good God.
Why was this necessary?
Not necessary. It isn't. What are you doing? And who's funding this? That's what I want to know more than anything else. This is, so we shouldn't be funding this stuff. We should be creating. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing that the Chinese did in the lab in Wuhan.
Exactly. And look at how that turned out.
Yeah.
What's the purpose? Is it just because they just wanted to see what would happen? Just wanted to see if it could be done?
I go through these things and I think, okay, we're going to get some people charged up. Because when I talk about stuff like this, I'd like to think that it was falling on ears that would then, once the knowledge got in there, they'd think, okay, we got to do something about this. But then, if you look at some, and this is not good news, this is bad news. The fact that voters and the public in America, adults, are they're not really, I don't know if it's in the mood, but they're apathetic about the dangerous times we're in, don't seem to want to understand it. There's a Siena College poll out today which suggests that the American voter, even though he or she thinks the country is in peril, is not getting into enough active participation in things like protesting this stuff. I know we all talk about January 6th at the protest. Yes, it's one of the great things about America. Yeah, but it doesn't have to just be about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, there should be protests outside the laboratory at Boston University all day today, tomorrow, this week, this month. This is exactly how it began in China. And here it is, 20 miles from where I am down the road. I don't like it at all. Mm-hmm. I want the state of Massachusetts to shut it down now. And if they don't, the federal government should shut it down now. Wow. And we are monitoring. All we do is we think about, you know, the back and forth between, I made mention earlier about the Ohio debate with the two running for senator. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Their focus on minutia and stuff that doesn't make any difference. This stuff is what makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 80% kill rate in rats. What does it do when they tested it on bats in Wuhan? And how wonderfully well that worked when the bats escaped the laboratory. Remember, bats and rats and mice can shape themselves into anything to get through a hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's how mice get into your house. That's how rats get into places where there's food stuff, restaurants and stuff. Because they can just, they change their, they can make themselves smaller, whatever it is. So you want these mice in a lab? How secure is the lab? I'm telling you, this is going to be a local story that ought to have national and international ramifications. Wow.
It's awful. Don't create more problems. Create the solutions. Why is money and time being put forward to this? It's awful.
Yeah, sure as heck is. All right. The Trump folks... embarrassed, or they ought to be anyway, Apparently, the Trump organization charged Secret Service exorbitant rates when they were staying in hotels to protect Donald Trump. This is so Trump. He puts him in his own hotel.
Charge for the Secret Service.
Right. Exactly. I don't know what else to say about that. Yunga bunga. The Supreme Court has decided my... excuse me. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me clear the rats out of my mouth here.
I feel like I've been doing that nonstop, too, where it's just... It's probably a little left over from COVID, but the whenever the fall starts coming in, it's
well, it's
like
the allergies
stuff comes
for me anyway.
What is,
yeah.
Is ragweed still a big thing at the moment?
Yep, real big thing.
Ragweed
on the farm, I'm mowing hay and get around in some of the fields. I'll be mowing and baling hay till the snow flies, and the further into the season, especially after a frost, you get ragweed, then becomes it's not a flower anymore. It's dust. And so when you touch it or drive by it or mow it, that stuff just flows. Especially if it's a windy day, it goes, I mean, it goes everywhere. Awful. Okay. The Supreme Court, wow, let me try this again. Excuse me for a minute.
Allergies are awful. Can we start working on cures, better cures for allergies that aren't just the typical allergies?
Yeah, instead of Boston University trying to create another COVID, why don't you morons do something to find a way to get around allergies? Thank you.
Eradicate allergies.
Right. Okay. Supreme Court has decided to not consider overturning what some described as insular racial cases. I want to dig into this. We don't have enough time to talk about it here, but in the next half hour, we'll talk about what the Supreme Court didn't do this week. It's 18 after the hour right now on Doug's Good Day.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your cat.
Take a nap. Meow till I get food, walk away from food, move to couch, see human, give cold shoulder. Take a nap. Meow till I get
your food. Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Move to couch. Aggressively clean myself. Take a nap. Meow till I get food.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with a purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
I recommend the flu vaccine to anyone 6 months or older who is not allergic to it, especially heart patients, because it will, by good studies, lower your risk of having a heart attack.
Obviously, the question out of that comment is, how do you know at 6 months old whether you're allergic to the flu shots or not?
The question then becomes, is the child allergic to egg? If they are, then they might do some allergy testing.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my wind.
Yes.
What a thrill.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Jerry Lee Lewis, one of the most prolific perverts in the music industry. I married four of his cousins who were like 13. One after the other after
just,
the other.
I thought it was just the one, Myra.
I don't know. Maybe it was just one. It just seemed like there
but
were a lot
still,
of them.
Still, yeah.
Right.
13-year-old cousin once removed, and people started rioting. And
oh, my God.
Concerts.
Yes.
But
right.
He did come back. He switched from, what was it, a rock performance to the country world.
Country, right. Thus, he is a new addition to the Country Music Hall of Fame, along with Keith Whitley. Their musical careers are quite different, would seem to me. Let's listen to Keith Whitley for a second. You can see what I'm talking about here. Sounds like a traditional country guy, right? He's bluegrass first. So Jerry Lee Lewis, among other things, known as the Killer, did not come to the ceremony this past weekend in Nashville. His doctor told him to stay home. But let's see here.
Chris Christopherson took his the honor for him.
Right. Yep. And Lori Morgan, a country star, who is the widow of Keith Whitley, was present at the ceremony. When was Keith Whitley important? He died in 1989, so he's got to have been around in the, 60s, 70s, and 80s?
Yeah, he was in his 30s, I believe, 36 or 34, and he died of alcohol poisoning.
Alcoholism, yeah. And Jerry Lee Lewis has had his share of drinks and a few other things as well that maybe have kept him. It sort of reminds me of the Rolling Stones. you know, the more drugs they did, the better they they seemed to be. Anyway, so it's goodness gracious, great balls of wire. Also, he did a song called "A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On," which is a standard for him. Oh yeah, right. It just pound. He would jump up on the piano stool. He'd raise his leg. He'd pound away at the piano. I mean, he pounded on the piano. It was. He was with Elvis for a long time, and Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash. The Million Dollar Quartet, that was the early years, the 50s, 57, 58, 59, went all over the place. And he brought his cousin, who was 13 at the time, on their tour of England. And that's what sort of started all of the hubba-bubba about him. Anyway, so also Chantilly Lace. The Big Bopper, he did a version of it. The Big Bopper did the popular version of it. But anyway, so Kris Kristofferson is 85? Wow. He did some version of this. I had no idea. Well, I guess, yeah, I mean, when you think about it, been around for a long time. By the way, in case you didn't know, speaking about country music, Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson are probably the two most prolific writers of country songs in the history of the medium. Did you know that? Those two have been responsible. A fabulous number of hit country songs. All right, 28 after. This is Good Day.
I'm Andy Solomon. Auto Trader recently published 5 reasons electric cars are best in 2023, and then released 5 reasons gasoline-powered cars are best in 2023. So what's really the best? Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, is here to sort it out for us.
Let's start with gasoline-powered cars. Gas is easy to get, and if I'm looking for something new, maybe I'll ease into electric with a plug-in hybrid. Also, electric might not be as green as we think thanks to rare earth minerals, solar arrays, and wind farms. And lastly, many EV charging times are much longer than advertised.
And what about electric vehicles?
Well, to start, EVs cost little to operate and they're fun to drive, so don't hate them until you've tried one. Some say charging stations are scarce, but you can charge up at home, and you can't do that with gasoline. Finally, most of us will be driving electric cars at some point, and it may be better for some parts of the environment overall.
To decide which is best for you, visit autotrader.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and pain testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have 2 daughters and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Washington, D.C. jury has acquitted Igor Deshenko of lying to the FBI on Tuesday. The indictment alleged Deshenko knowingly lied about conversations he had with subsources during FBI interviews. Durham's investigation has cost $4.4 million from October of 2020 to March of 2022. A California man was convicted Tuesday for the murder of Kristen Smart, the Polytechnic State University student who disappeared 26 years ago. But his father was acquitted of charges of helping him cover up the crime. Paul Flores, now 45 years old, was found guilty of first-degree murder. The nation's strategic oil reserves to be used in case of emergency. President Biden is planning to release 15 million more barrels of energy in hopes of bringing down gas prices. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here, speaking of the universe, a black hole has been spewing out material after shredding a star. There has never been anything like this. Never seen anything. A small star ripped to shreds when it wandered too close to a black hole in a galaxy located 665 million light years away from the Earth.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34, almost 35 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Second half hour. This hour's conversation. Some good news. There's something for you to picture, Jay. You and your spouse are on your honeymoon.
Okay.
And maybe you're in Europe. You see a burning building. So you decide to be heroes and run inside through all the smoke, and you end up in a room with panicking nurses, young infants, and nobody speaking English. That was the situation. This is more, hi, there's Daisy. Hi, Daisy.
She's right there, visual.
Right there.
Well.
We were talking about this yesterday. This is what happened in Barcelona, Spain. These 38-year-olds, newlywed, on their way to Tura Park when they saw a group of women standing around panicking. And this obviously the building on fire, the flames coming out of the doors, smoke and stuff. And so who knew what possessed them? You know, they haven't really been interviewed that much. This is just a story about what happened. They ran
really
inside.
Didn't know what the building was when they ran inside.
No,
the
they didn't.
They thought it could have just been a normal apartment building or something.
Kudos to them. And let's think about all the babies that are going to be alive because of what they did. That's really the kind of the bottom line here. All right, I mentioned a few minutes ago, if you didn't hear it, if you're just joining the program right now, you can catch whenever I make reference, and I try not to do too much of that because I like each of our conversations to sort of stand on their own when we have them, but there are people who listen to the program during the course of the day, and maybe you're listening to the original broadcast at the moment, and later on you want to hear what I said regarding the Supreme Court. So you just listen on your way home. If you're going to work now, you're listening to us live, you can listen on your way home because it's there at gooddayshow.com. All the program, full thing, all day, every day, and the podcast says well. So check those out. Every day we have a different podcast that features kind of the highlights of what we are talking about. Certainly no lowlights. It's all highlights. And this will be one of the things that's captured, it seems to me, in our discussion, memorable conversations. The Supreme Court, as I indicated a little earlier, has declined to consider whether American Samoans have full U.S. citizenship at birth. This dispute would have given the justices the opportunity to repudiate some rulings that had, according to some, racist overtones to them, and would have helped determine that people in U.S. territories, for example, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, places like that, and again, the aforementioned American Samoan Islands, whether or not they have the same rights as other Americans. This particular challenge came from a group of American Samoans who said this current law that affects all the people that are in American territories who are considered U.S. nationals at birth, but not citizens. And they say it's racist policies toward the territories because when you look at all of them, whether they are the American Samoan Islands, whether it's Guam, Puerto Rico, they all are home to dark-skinned people. Their natives are not white. So their case is that they were isolated and insulated because of the color of their skin. So they are not real citizens, they're nationals. And this challenge that we're talking about that the Supreme Court decided not to take up came not from people that are in the on the islands, but who live in Utah. Interesting. There's a coalition of Samoans in Utah. Who would have known? Who would have thought that, Jay? And they claim that they are subordinated, they are inferior, they are non-citizens because they're considered nationals, not citizens. I don't know, is it all in the word?
I don't. That's what I was saying. It's like the nitty-gritty, almost like just the verbiage.
Yeah. And is that why the Supreme Court, when they say they're not going to take up something, they don't give you a reason. Because then they're getting into the pros and cons, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs of whatever the issue is. And if they said they're not going to take it up, then they don't want to have somebody, well, what do they mean by that? So they say nothing. They just say, we're not going to take it up. So it stands with the, according to the Samoans now, the subordinate, inferior, non-citizen national status. We are second-class citizens of the Republic. Well, they're not really, they don't live in states, so does it have to be, maybe the way to approach this, I'm just thinking off the top of my head now, that if this was an issue, that they agitate like the Hawaiians did, like the Alaskans did in our lifetime, my lifetime anyway, to become the 49th and 50th state. So maybe the Samoans should work up, rally instead of, you know, worrying about what the language says or doesn't say. So you work to become a state, and then you will automatically be American citizens. That's just me. Is that thinking it through? Does that make sense? Seems to me that makes more sense than yelling and screaming about something that the Supreme Court's not going to do anyway. So what do you do? There's a population of 50,000 that live in American Samoa. And then again, I talked, you know, the Mariana Islands, I forgot, that's Guam and those islands that are out there. So there are, let's see, 3 million people that live in Puerto Rico, and the rest of these islands have 50, 60, 70,000 people that live on them. Anyway, but the thing about Samoa is, for whatever the reason, it's the only territory to which Congress has an extended birthright citizenship. If you belong, if you're born in Guam, or if you're born on the Virgin Islands, or you're born in Puerto Rico, you get American citizenship, mm-hmm. even though it's an American protectorate. So I get what they're upset about, but I also get that the Supreme Court said, we're not doing anything. So does that mean they don't care? That's what the Samoans said. You don't care about us.
Well, because it's like, because not all territories of the United States are created equally.
Mm-hmm.
As you just said, think of like Puerto Rico and then America, Samoa. If they are all territories of the United States, why are some territories considered or able to be considered citizens, not just nationalized,
yeah.
versus the others that's not?
Mm-hmm. It's something to think about. For sure. I thought it was interesting that Newt Gingrich met this week with Kevin McCarthy because the Republicans are planning after the fall elections to be the majority party, at least in the House. And so they're trying to come up with their platform. And you can be sure, that they will force Biden to get rid of the whatever the tax plan was. They're going to go, it's going to go no place. These people will all be interested in lowering taxes because that's what Republicans do, and cutting spending. Well, it would be nice if they cut spending across the board. I'd like to see a 10% cut in everything. Just you figure it out. We're going to give you 10% less money next year than you had this year. You figure out what to do with it. That's what the mayor did of my community. They came in, the new administration said, okay, a lot of waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. All right, everybody gets 10% less money. You figure out what you're going to, how are you going to cut the budget? It's tough because of unions to cut jobs. So you just eliminate them. When somebody retires, you just don't replace them. That's easier. But think about what we're doing with our tax dollars. You know, there's all kinds of, every day, I think these people must go to bed at night dreaming about how to spend money. It's just amazing how they spend your dough. Oh, my God. All right, latest news from China. You know me, my pet peeve is the way the Chinese treat the rest of the world, and maybe the way the world to this, you know, to until a couple of years ago treated China. Second largest economy announcing this week without any explanation that it was delaying the release of economic data. Now, most of the G8, the big economies in the world, they, as a matter of course, we see our gross domestic product numbers released like every quarter. Right, here's what we did last quarter and quarter before that. You can find it all in the record. And it's usually, it's not all, you know, the UN doesn't say, you must release this info, but it's kind of good because people then get a sense of the health of the country. So, what do we conclude after China says we are going to delay indefinitely the release of our economic stats? I'd say they have a problem. And I don't gloat in that because I don't want the Chinese people to suffer, but their leadership, this may create even more. There's been a hubbub there. Remember the rumors a couple of weeks ago, Jay, that the President Xi Jinping, Bung Zhang, whatever his name is, he was under house arrest, and then the government said, no, that's a big lie. That's not true. That's American propaganda.
Complete anarchy. Mm-hmm. There's a coup, allegedly, and all that stuff.
Right. Well, because they have a tight control, the throttle, if you will, on the neck of information, just like the Russians do, not everything is known. even people who travel into Beijing and travel around the country. There is a lot of speculation that the situation in China is worse than what was expected. China has now their economy is going backwards instead of forwards. You know, we talk about how much we've improved every, you know, it's like 4 points of 10 points, 2 points, whatever it is. Well, apparently the Chinese economy has dropped off 3-4% in the last three quarters. So instead of the, instead of things going up, they're going down. Now, this is all speculation because the Chinese aren't letting you know, but I would say where there's smoke, there's fire, and if they don't want to release the stats, then what are you to... this is almost worse than putting the stuff out because everybody's going to wonder. There's the China Center at Oxford University that's been studying this stuff. The chief economist, a guy whose name he can't pronounce, who became the director of national development in China, is the one who said, quote, judging from the current situation, the economy has been significant, but from the this is the global perspective, China's economic performance is, we don't know because the information is outstanding. But what can we conclude? Well, I guess you conclude that they delayed the stuff. They don't want people to know what the real story is. I mean, that's how many ways do you say that? So it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out. China has been and has become, because of us mostly, other countries going there to have everything manufactured. So they're the world's largest manufacturer and a major second largest trading partner in the world. Mm-hmm. But the Communist Party is taking it on the chin because of the financial information. And I'd say, yeah, maybe the people there are waking up a little bit. 48 after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. times. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doctor time, and this doctor is Dr. Jack Stockwell. His latest podcast, he's got two of them. He has the Forbidden Doctor podcast, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and then the one that he does that Bob edits from the conversations Jack has on his hour of Good Day Health. The most recent one, Jack explaining why we don't see as many cases of the flu in the spring and the summer, because you're getting, well, I got to tell you, you got to listen to the podcast to find out, right?
Yeah.
Find all Good Day Health Show podcasts free at gooddayhealthshow.com or on Apple or iHeart or wherever you get your podcasts. So I would like to know what you think of the latest stat showing that U.S. life expectancy has dropped as Europe shows signs of recovery after COVID. There must be more to this. As I was saying earlier, everybody was the hospitals got $2,000 for everybody who croaked on COVID. And so they were telling the record, COVID, everybody died of COVID. Nonsense. So there's some research, Jack, from 29 countries around the world that now has looked at these stats. And I suppose they started with the beginning of the understanding that the statistics were wrong. But at any rate, because of treatment, I guess, I don't know, and because of human behavior, countries like Sweden, Switzerland, Belgium, France have returned to pre-pandemic levels as far as their life expectancy is concerned. Not so in America, not so in Russia. Interesting. They don't have records from China, so they don't really know. So what do you make of this? What are we, there's all the discussion about COVID and shots and how to prevent yourself from getting it. But now, with the life cycle coming back to normal, at least in some places, Are we going to be, I guess this is you looking in your crystal ball, better off as we continue to learn how to live with COVID? That's the real issue.
Well, the issue is the underlying strength of the human immune system. And when you look at the countries you're talking about, you're mentioning mostly European countries.
Yeah, right.
And European countries have always been out ahead of our country when it comes to nutritional strength and nutritional choices. Because remember, the United States is the only country that I'm aware of in what are considered by the top 40 nations by the World Health Organization as the most industrialized, first world nation type things. Mm-hmm. The United States is the only one that doesn't have national health care. Mm-hmm. And because we don't have national health care, and we do not have the urgency on the part of the government to be extra careful about our food choices, exercise, the cleanliness of water, sleep, rest, all these things. Where these other countries, where the government is picking up the health care bill, they're pushing these kinds of things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that plays into this is the fact that our country just isn't that old compared to these other countries that, based on their culture of hundreds of years, thousands of years, based on eating from the earth, the herbs, the herbalism, the natural health care stuff, the spas, the kinds of things that flourish, especially around the Alps, that have always produced better
results. Enhance your immune system. The standard process
that
stuff that we talk about that you distribute through your office and through ForbiddenDoctor.com, it's all made from food. Food is, you don't need medicine if you're eating the right food. And then there's the story that sort of underlies that assumption, the fact that consuming too much fast food can cause things like irreversible brain damage.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out the different reasons as to why. And because 13% of the world now, 13% of the world is obese.
Uh-huh.
In the United States, it's about 30%.
At least.
And a lot of the obesity is the result, of course, of the tremendous amount of fast foods that we eat, the overprocessed meats, the overprocessed foods, period, that are loaded with all kinds of preservative crap that tends towards brain degeneration.
It's the preservatives that cause the damage, not only to your brain, but to your whole body. Right?
True. And the good stuff you're not getting in place of the bad stuff that you are getting.
Yep. All right. There's some real, pardon the pun, food for thought. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.